Well, it's a revenge game on tap for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight here in the fourth of six matchups this week with the Fredericksburg Nationals at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on MILB.TV as well as the free audio stream on KCBallers.com. I'm your host, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action tonight live from Kannapolis. Ballers falling last night by a score of 5-4 in 10 innings as the Fred Nats outlasted Kannapolis in a game that was lost on a complete heartbreaking play in the 10th inning. A ground ball up the middle hits the 18-inch base at second, bounces into the outfield, allows the ghost runner to score, and then we lose the ball game. Nonetheless, Kannapolis Cannonballers now drop to 7-5. They're in a three-way tie for first place in the South Division of the Carolina League with the Charleston Riverdogs and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. How about tonight, though, as Kannapolis searches for a little bit of revenge, looking to even up the series here at home. A familiar face on the mound making his first start, though, of the year is the righty Jared Kelly, the 6'3", 235-pound righty, product of Refugio, Texas, also Victoria, Texas, in the media guide provided to us by the Chicago White Sox. Again, Jared Kelly, 6'3", 235, from Texas. He's a good old Texas righty. Drafted by the Chicago White Sox in the second round in 2020. He's rated as Baseball America's number 8 prospect in the White Sox system. MLB Pipeline has him at number 10. Leadoff batter for the Fred Nats tonight will be the right fielder Jacob Young. He'll dig in and lead things off here on a beautiful night for baseball. Beautiful Friday night on Earth Day here at HM Health Ballpark. A bunch of amazing initiatives launched today as they've been continuing throughout the season for Kannapolis on Earth Day today, as first pitch to Jacob Young from Jared Kelly. 83 degrees is your temperature outside as first pitch is an off-speed pitch away for ball one. Jared Kelly, a four-pitch mix. He added another pitch recently as Young taps the 1-0 over to third base. Playing it is Wilfred Veras. Fires it over to first base. It's over the head of the first baseman Gladney. Gets loose over in the bullpen and ends up in the right field terrace to go down as an E5 on the play, allowing Jacob Young to reach safely. Already, Kannapolis Cannonballers in a bit of some trouble. Goes down as an error on the third baseman, E5 in the book. Not quite the start that Jared Kelly and the Kannapolis Cannonballers probably wanted. Is now a runner on second base. Jeremy De La Rosa, center fielder, will dig in for the Fred Nats. De La Rosa will be followed by the shortstop Brady House batting third. Batting fourth in the cleanup spot, Brandon Bossier. DH, Leandro Emiliani bats fifth. Batting sixth, Geraldy Diaz, the catcher. First pitch to De La Rosa, 95 on the radar gun. Fastball, nice strike from Jared Kelly. Batting seventh, third baseman Junior Martina. TJ White, the left fielder, bats eighth. And batting ninth is the second baseman, Viandel Pena. 0-1 count on De La Rosa. Kelly delivers the pitch. It's an off-speed swing and a miss from De La Rosa. Looks like that two-seam fastball that he recently added into the arsenal. Kelly, four-seam, two-seam, changeup, and slider. As the righty from Texas makes his first start at home for the Kannapolis Cannonballers this year. He spent most of 2020 with Kannapolis. However, was hampered by some injuries, some pitch limits, and got sent down to the complex in Arizona to take a couple of rehab starts and just never could get healthy last year. He's back, though, this year with a little bit of a show hair look, some tats on the left arm. He looks good. On the mound does Jared Kelly. 1-2 count now on De La Rosa. Here's a delivery. Hard line drive down the right field line. Lands foul. Do it again at 1-2. Runner on second already is Jacob Young. He reached on an error in the first at-bat of the ballgame. De La Rosa is at the plate. 1-2 count against Jared Kelly. Brady House, the shortstop, awaits on deck for the Fredericksburg Nationals. 1-2 on the way from Kelly. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Jared Kelly picks up strikeout and number one on the evening. It's a heavy fastball delivery to Jeremy De La Rosa for strike three. Now Brady House, the shortstop, digs in for his turn at the plate. Well, if you like the future of organizations, great matchup here for you as Brady House and Jared Kelly doing battle. Jared Kelly steps off on the mound. We'll have to reset the pitch clock and await the first pitch to Brady House, number two prospect in the Washington Nationals organization. Again, Fredericksburg out of the Washington system. Runner going in the first pitch. House swings and misses. Throw is not taken by catcher Ivan Gonzalez behind the plate. And it's a stolen base for Jacob Young. It's already runner on third and one out here in the inning. Left to right in the outfield for Kannapolis goes Terrell Tatum, James Beard, and Misael Gonzalez. Vera, Sanchez, Polanco, and Gladney in the infield. Ivan Gonzalez is your catcher behind the plate for Jared Kelly. 0-1, big swing and a miss at the plate by House. Move again, 0-2. Both Colson Montgomery and Wes Kath both getting the day off. Here on a beautiful Friday night. Give the two hot prospects a bit of a rest, a bit of a breather. You got another one on the mound here in Jared Kelly. 0-2 on the way to House. Swung and a miss. He struck him out. 87 on the radar gun. Another off-speed pitch from Jared Kelly. And it produces strikeout number two on the evening already. Brady House down on strikes. Brandon Bossier, first baseman, now will dig in for Fredericksburg. That's twice now. Jared Kelly has offered a pitch to a batter and said, here it is, try to hit it. I was talking to him a little bit yesterday in an interview, and he was saying, if I throw it and the guy can't hit it, I'm going to throw it again. First pitch is upstairs on Bossier, 1-0 your count, 97 on the radar gun. Kelly tossing some smoke out there on the mound. Black glove at the hips. There's the 1-0 in, 96. Swing and a miss by Bossier. Count new moves 1-1. Bossier, 2021 third round selection in the MLB draft by the Washington Nationals. Batting just 148 to begin the year. Not been the start that Bossier has wanted. 1-1. Fastball inside, pulled by Kelly. 2-1 now your count. Brandon Bossier, 148. This is start number 9 for him on the year. 4 hits, just one of those being an extra base hit. 2-1, lifted high in the air, center field. That one's deep. Going back is James Beard. He's going to hustle after it. He can't make it the play. It lands in the gap in left center. Runner scores on the play as Bossier rounds second, heads to third. It'll go down as a double on the play for Bossier. We'll give it a triple. Triple for Brandon Bossier, querying our word from our official scorer here, Sam Perry, as Bossier produces a leadoff, a RBI triple here in the first inning, and the Fred Nats already on the board, 1-0. Goes down at the moment as a unearned run. The runner in Jacob Young reached on an error. Leandro Emiliani digs in now, swings at the first pitch and tattoos the ball into right field. Going back is Misael Gonzalez. He looks up and it's out of here. Jared Kelly frustrated, and for good reason. Emiliani lifts the first pitch of the at-bat into the right field area in the Corona Corner, as we call it here at Atriemouth Ballpark. And that's a two-run shot. Fred Nats lead 3-0 now here in the top of the first inning. Definitely not the start that Jared Kelly was hoping for, as now Fred Nats lead 3-0 here in the top of the first inning. Sixth batter of the at-bat, of the inning, I should say, Geraldy Diaz will now dig in. As for Jared Kelly, last time out for him against the Down East Wood Ducks, first pitch is swung and missed by Diaz. Foul pack will do it at 0-1. Kelly pitched 8 days ago out in Kinston against the Down East Wood Ducks. 3 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. Tonight so far, quite not the night he wanted. First pitch in the at-bat was fouled back. That one's inside, 1-1 now your count. Kelly's ERA's actually gone down since the home run. Because again, all those runs being unearned at the moment. Pitches outside, 2-1 now your count on Geraldy Diaz. Another lefty in the Fred Nats lineup that's just struggling to start the year, batting 160 with only one extra base hit. 2-1 fastball inside on Diaz from Jared Kelly. 3-1 now your count. If you're joining us on MILB.TV, you might notice that the Cannonballers, some of the Kannapolis Cannonballers, are rocking some green. Well, it's Earth Day. Everybody on the team rocking some Earth Day apparel, some socks, some arm sleeves, wristbands, anything green. Enjoying a beautiful night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 3-1 fastball inside on Haraldi Diaz, and now it'll be a ball four walk for Diaz. Now seven batters to the plate as Junior Martinez, third baseman, will step in for the Fred Nats. Now time called in. John Eli, pitching coach for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, will go out and have a chat with Jared Kelly. Again, absolutely not the start that Kelly had wanted. He's got two outs in the inning. He's just got to win one at-bat. I think that's one thing that was stressed. Making an at-bat by at-bat situation. One at-bat at a time, one pitch at a time. Runner on first, Junior Martinez at the plate. Jared Kelly already at 20 pitches in the inning. First pitch is swung and hit hard to second base. Samuel Polanco makes the grab on the liner from Junior Martinez for out number three here at the top of the first. We'll head to the bottom of the inning here in Kannapolis. It's just the first, and the Fred Nats already lead 3-0 at Atrium Health Ballpark on the Ballers Baseball Network. James Beard will lead things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here at the bottom of the first inning, in which the Ballers already trailing 3-0. As the Fredericksburg Nationals put up three unearned runs on Jared Kelly. Already a 3-0 ball game here in this one. James Beard takes the first pitch from the righty Brendan Collins for ball one. Brendan Collins, 6'4", 215-pound, 22-year-old from Olney, Maryland. Actually a product of semi-local UNC Greensboro. 1-0 fastballs in the zone now, 1-1 your count. 17th round selection in 2021 by the Washington Nationals is Brendan Collins. Fires the 1-1 into James Beard. Fastball off the plate, 2-1 now your count. So far on the year in two starts, he's 0-0 with a 6.75 ERA. 2 2/3 innings, 273 batting line. Four opponents against Brennan Collins. 2-1 fastball away now. 3-1 is your count on James Beard, the chef, as we call him in the biz. He'll be followed by Misael Gonzalez, the right fielder, and Kobe Smelly, the DH. 3-1 big cut in the miss by James Beard at the plate. We'll move now 3-2. Beard, Gonzalez, and Smelly DJ Gladney, first baseman, will bat fourth in the cleanup spot. Wilfred Ferris bats fifth. Samuel Polanco bats sixth. His beard lifts a 3-2 high in the air center field. De La Rosa, though, will backtrack and make the grab just shy of the warning track for out number one. Near the bottom of the first, Misael Gonzalez now will take his turn at the plate. Wilfred Ferris will bat fifth. Samuel Polanco bats sixth. Ivan Gonzalez, catcher, bats seventh. Wilbur Sanchez, shortstop, bats eighth. Batting ninth is Terrell Tatum, the left fielder for Kannapolis here at HM Health Ballpark. Beautiful Friday night for baseball on Earth Day. First pitch off speed. Nice pitch to Misael Gonzalez. 0-1 now your count. One of the hottest starts of the year for the Ballers on offense has been Misael Gonzalez, batting 364 already. 0-1, big swing and a miss at the plate by Gonzalez. 0-2 now your count. Fred Nat's defense, left to right in the outfield goes White, De La Rosa, and Young. Infield goes Martina, House, Pena, and Bossier. As Gonzalez lifts the 0-2 high and foul, we'll do it again at 0-2. Geraldi Diaz, the catcher, for the righty, Brendan Collins, a former UNC Greensboro Spartan. 0-2 count, one out, bottom first. Here's a delivery to the plate to Misael Gonzalez. Fastball upstairs. We'll have to do it again at 1-2. Fred Nat's rocking the red tops tonight. Gray pants, blue caps with the red brim with the Fredericksburg F. Ballers rocking the all-white. White jerseys, white pants, as 1-2 is an off-speed pitch right down Broadway for strike three. Misael Gonzalez down looking at strike three. Colby Smelly, DH, will now dig in for Kannapolis. Ballers, white tops, white pants, all blue caps with Boomer, our beloved mustachio mascot on the front of the cap. Of course, the Ballers rocking some green tonight in honor of Earth Day. First pitch to Colby Smelly. An ugly swing and miss at the plate by Smelly. 0-1 now your count. Colby Smelly, what a start he's had. Batting 452. Leads the team in hits with 14. Does Smelly as he grounds the 0-1 fair down towards third base. Junior Martina makes the play. Fires it across the diamond for out number three. It's a 5-3 putout of Colby Smelly to end the bottom of the first. Led top of the second here in Kannapolis. Ballers trailing 3-0 to the Fred Nats on the Ballers Baseball Network. T.J. White leads it off here at the top of the second inning. Swings and misses at the first pitch from Jared Kelly. 0-1 now your count on T.J. White. Spartanburg, South Carolina native. Bats in the eighth spot for Fredericksburg. Vian Delpena and Jacob Young will follow in the inning for the Fred Nats, already leading 3-0 here against the Kannapolis Cannonballers at Atrium Ballpark. Pitches in the dirt, 1-1 now your count on the power-hitting 18-year-old outfielder T.J. White. Jared Kelly back out there for another inning of action. 1-1. Big swing and a light foul tip back to the catcher, Ivan Gonzalez. 1-2. Now you count on T.J. White. Great crowd on hand. Beautiful night for baseball. Again, temperature at first pitch was 83 degrees. Still a beautiful night. 1-2. Fastball upstairs. 1-2. Moves 2-2 now against T.J. White. Entering tonight, batting 265 on the year. He's got three doubles and a home run, two RBIs, does T.J. White. 2-2, fastball 97 on the radar gun inside. 3-2 now your count on White. Full count on the way to T.J. White. Here's the payoff. Swung on and grounded foul over by the Kannapolis dugout, and we'll have to do another full count delivery. Fred Nats putting up three runs on two hits in the top of the first. All the runs are unearned on the play. 3-2. Swung on, grounded foul, same spot. We'll have to do it again at 3-2. Again, all runs unearned. Jared Kelly's ERA has actually gone down to 2.25. It was 3 entering tonight. Now 2.25 for the ERA for Jared Kelly. 3-2. Fastball, lost the handle. Ball 4. It's a leadoff walk here in the top of the second inning against T.J. White. Now second baseman Vian Delpena will dig in for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Vian Delpena led off the ball game last night on the very first pitch of the ball game with a solo shot to right field. First pitch at 93 is outside, ball 1. Looks like that two-seamer that Jared Kelly's been working on. Four-seam, two-seam, changeup, slider. This changeup is dastardly. Evil pitch from Jared Kelly. 1-0 fastball outside, 2-0 now the count on Vian Delpena. Again, got his first home run of the year last night on the very first pitch of the ball game, batting 258. He's got a triple, an RBI, six RBIs, a homer as well last night. 2-0 big swing and a miss at the plate. Now 2-1 is your count on Vian Delpena. Leadoff batter and Jacob Young awaits on deck. Taking a decent lead at first is T.J. White. Jared Kelly on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the top of the second inning. 2-1, another fastball down low, 3-1. Now your count. Packed house tonight at Atrium Health Ballpark. Right field bars popping. Looks awesome. Everyone's hanging out, having a great time. 3-1. Runner going on the pitch. Swung and a miss at the plate. Throw into second base is in time. Got him. Caught stealing for T.J. White. It's a 2-6 put out of T.J. White for out number one. You can't steal on Ivan Gonzalez. He's going to gun you out every time. One out now in the top of the second inning and a full count now on the nine-hole man in Vian Delpena. Nice play by Ivan Gonzalez and Wilbur Sanchez to get the runner T.J. White. 3-2, swung on and fouled back by Pena. We'll have to do it again at 3-2. As for T.J. White, his first caught stealing of the year, he's now 0-for-1 in the stolen base category. It's Kelly, 3-2 count on the way to Pena. Fastball just misses outside, ball 4. He walks his second batter of the inning. It's Vian Delpena Now one on and one out for the leadoff man, Jacob Young, who reached on an error back in the first inning. As now the runner has moved to second on the play. No idea what happened there, as it wasn't even close to a balk at all, because Jared Kelly hadn't been set at the mound. Not sure what's going on. We'll try to get a explanation here shortly. As Jacob Young digs in, first pitch outside, ball one, your count now on Young. Not sure what happened there, as the runner's now at second base after a one-out walk by Jared Kelly. 1-0. Fastball outside corner. Nice pitch by Kelly. 1-1 now on Jacob Young. We're all still befuddled as to what happened. 1-1 from Kelly. Runner going. Fastball inside of the plate. Throw to third is in time. Second time in this inning. And a runner's been caught stealing from Ivan Gonzalez. Nice play behind the plate as it goes down as a 2-5 put out of Villalba Pena for out number two here in the inning. Two out and a runner at no bases. 2-1 count at the plate. Explanation has come in. Runner moves up to second as the ball was tossed out of play. 2-1 lifted into center field. That'll drop in front of James Beard and be a two-out single for Jacob Young. Everything has gone not according to plan for Jared Kelly. However, the ballers have been finding ways to support him here in the second inning. Two caught stealings of two very quick guys, T.J. White and Villalba Pena. Not exactly guys that get called out a ton. Pena entering tonight was 2-for-2 in the stolen base category. First pitch to Jeremy De La Rosa as a fastball outside. 1-0 now your count. Looks like an arm now warming in the bullpen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Looks like it's Everett Hazelwood, former Kansas Jayhawk, getting warm. De La Rosa lifts the 1-0 high in the air in foul ground and left field line. Chasing after is Wilfred Veras, and he just can't quite make the grab. 1-1 now your count on De La Rosa. Jacob Young, your runner at first base. Jared Kelly, 1-1 count. Two outs here in the top of the second inning. Fred Nat's already leading by a score of 1-1 here in the top of the second. Kelly with a show hair. Black glove, kicks with the left hand, throws with the right. A 1-1 fastball just low to Jeremy De La Rosa. 2-1 now your count. De La Rosa struck out swinging in the first inning. Kelly picked up two punch outs in the first. From there, we got a little hairy, but nonetheless, everything so far is unearned. Fastball inside, 3-1 now your count on De La Rosa. Brady House, shortstop, awaits on deck. Jared Kelly, 3-1 count on the plate on Jeremy De La Rosa. 3-1, quick check on the runner in first, not in time. Pitches over to DJ Gladney. We'll have to await the 3-1. Kelly has the signs, delivers the 3-1. Fastball low, ball four. It's the third walk of the inning, the fourth walk of the outing for Jared Kelly. He picked one up in the first inning. He's got three now in the frame as John Eli is going to come out and have a chat with his young righty and Jared Kelly. Two on, two out, top of the second. This would be a wild line to take a peek at for Jared Kelly. getting one of the top prospects in the Chicago White Sox system. At the moment, he's sitting at 1 2/3, 3 hits, 3 runs, none of them earned. 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. He does give up a home run. However, that run is not earned because of the error to begin the ball game in Jacob Young. Error charge to Wilfred Veras. Brady House, shortstop, now digs in for Fredericksburg. Kelly takes a peek at the runner at second, delivers the first pitch. Fastball in the dirt, and 1-0 now your count on Brady House. Shortstop, number 2 prospect in the Nats system. Struck out swinging back in the first. Decent leads at both bases for the Fred Nats. Already with a decent lead. Trying to add more runs to it. 1-0. Fastball. Right down Broadway for strike one. Home plate umpire tonight is Jalen Goodman. Down the field is Charlie Welling. Here in a beautiful Friday night at Atrium Health Ballpark. Home of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Ballers and Fred Nats doing business for the fourth time this week. 1-1. Off speed pitch away to Brady House. We'll do it again at 2-1. Brandon Bossier, first baseman, awaits on deck. Everett Hazelwood, the arm still warming in the pen for Kannapolis. 2-1 count. Here's a delivery from Kelly. Swung on and grounded just fair to Wilfred Veras, as now the umpire calls him foul. From here it looked fair. However, home plate umpire Jalen Goodman on the field calls it foul. We'll have now a 2-2 count. Brady House will retreat back to home plate. Young will back to second, De La Rosa at first. Two-two count, two outs, top of the second inning. Fred Nats already leading 3-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers looking for a little bit of revenge. They've dropped their last two against these very Fred Nats. 2-2 on the way. Swung on and tapped foul by Brady House. We'll do it again at 2-2. In the battle of some of the top prospects in either system, Chicago White Sox and the Washington Nationals. Jared Kelly peeks at the signs, 2-2, takes a peek at the runner in second, delivers a pitch, swung on and tapped, foul, according to our infield umpire Charlie Welling. Looks like it hit off of Brady House before landing in fair play, so we'll have to do another 2-2. Almost immediately was waved off by Charlie Welling, as it looked like it caught Brady House in the leg area. Not sure which leg, but nonetheless it hit him. We'll have to do another 2-2 with two outs, top of the second. Jared Kelly on the mound, already at over 50 pitches. Here's pitch number 52 on the night from the righty. Swung on and grounded through the hole in the infield into right field for a base hit. Rounding third and headed home is Jacob Young. He will score on the play. RBI single for Brady House extends the lead for the Fred Nats. De La Rosa advances to third. And again, Brady House comes in clutch with a two-out RBI single into right field. Fred Nats now lead 4-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bossier will now dig in, but it looks like Guillermo Quiroz has seen enough of Jared Kelly. That'll do it for the Refugio, Texas native on the night. Makes it 1 2/3, picks up 2 strikeouts. However, 52 pitches through an inning and 2/3 is a little too much. We'll take a quick break here on the mound. Looks like Everett Hazelwood, the new arm for Kannapolis, and the Ballers Baseball Network. 6'2", 210-pound, 22-year-old, free agent signee in 2021 out of Mission Viejo, California. Former Kansas Jayhawk Everett Hazelwood is your new arm on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Here in the top of the second inning as Jared Kelly, starter, only able to make it 1 2/3 here as the Fred Nats lead 4-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Everett Hazelwood, what you got, my friend? First pitch to Bossier, lifted high in the air, left field, trailing after it is Tatum. He looks up and it's off the top of the wall. Rounding third, headed home is De La Rosa. Brady House will stop at third. And it's an RBI double for Brendan Bossier. Fred Nats extend their lead now to 5-0. Here in the top of the second inning with two outs, House will advance. Bossier with another extra base hit. He tripled in the first and now a double in the second. Leandro Emiliani now will dig in for the Fred Nats. He homered in the first inning. As for Everett Hazelwood, making his fourth appearance of the year. 0-0 with a 0 ERA in six innings. He's only allowed one hit, one run, four walks, nine strikeouts. Entering tonight, first pitch to Emiliani is inside, ball one. Entering tonight, opponents are batting just 0-53 against the shifty righty Everett Hazelwood. He has a very funky delivery, but he hides the ball well. 1-0 in the dirt. Nice pick behind the plate by Ivan Gonzalez. 2-0 now your count. Fastball, slider, changeup for the righty Everett Hazelwood. Pitched some on Tuesday against the Fred Nats. Two innings, no hits, no runs, one walk, four strikeouts. Everett Hazelwood with the green Sox. Loving it. 2-0. Big swing and a miss at the plate by Leandro Emiliani. 91 miles an hour. We'll do it again at 2-1. Everett Hazelwood, one of the most genuine guys you'll ever meet. Talk to him all the time as I'm down hanging around with media, watching BP. Everett always comes over and says, hey. 2-1, fastball outside, 3-1 now your count. I think Everett Hazelwood's still just happy about his Kansas Jayhawks. Getting it done in March Madness over the North Carolina Tar Heels. I know Chris Beasley, our director of food and beverage, is a big fan of the Kansas Jayhawks as well. 3-1 is poked foul down the line by Leandro Emiliani. We'll do it again at 3-2 between Hazelwood and Emiliani. All kinds of Kansas Jayhawk representation here in Kannapolis. They're the same colors, so after all, might as well be all good with it. 3-2, two outs. Here's a delivery from Hazelwood. Swung on and fouled back by Emiliani. We'll do it again at another 3-2 delivery. Geraldi Diaz, catcher, awaits on deck. Runners at second and third. Hazelwood on the mound. Still the 0 ERA as he's only charged with the runner at second. Runner at third is still Jared Kelly's problem. 3-2 on the way. Swung on and tapped off the foot of Emiliani. Immediately falls into a crumbled mess behind home plate. Hard foul ball off the shin. And Emiliani definitely in some discomfort. Looks like athletic trainer Kirby Kraft is going to come out and check on his DH Leandro Emiliani, who's already hit a home run in tonight's ball game. Fouls a pitch hard off his foot. It's either his foot or his shin. He's got a shin protector on that right leg. He's not putting much weight on that right leg. I'll tell you, that hurts. Fouling a pitch off of your foot, your leg, it is painful. Done it a few times in the cages growing up. It's never fun. It's especially not fun when you're dealing with a guy like Everett Hazelwood on the mound who's throwing upper 80s, lower 90s. 3-2 count now. Emiliani will stick in the ball game. Another full count. Here's a delivery. Fastball just low. Ball four to Emiliani. Now bases are chock full of Fredericksburg Nationals. Here in the second with two outs, and Geraldi Diaz, catcher, will dig in. He drew a walk from Jared Kelly in the first inning. We're almost at that point where we can get you Kelly's final line. As for right now, he's sitting at 1 2/3, four hits, five runs, just two earned, though. Four walks, two strikeouts. So not the start that Jared Kelly probably wanted. As Diaz swings the first pitch and fouls it back. We'll do it now at 0-1 between Hazelwood and Diaz. As for Everett Hazelwood, only allows his second hit all year against Brandon Bossier. Now Emiliani at first is also credited to Hazelwood with a walk. 0-1. Swung on and popped high and foul down the left field line by Geraldy Diaz. And will have to do it again at 0-2. Everett Hazelwood, a big music guy too. Was talking to him today about the vibes being immaculate in the ballpark. Beautiful day at Atrium Health Ballpark. As you may not know, that we are open sunrise to sunset as a public park. 0-2 lifted high in the air left field, trailing after to Terrell Tatum. He leaps and it hits off the glove. House will score. Bossier will score. Emiliani lands at third, and Geraldy Diaz with a double. Terrell Tatum has the ball skip off his glove, and two more runs come in to score. It'll go down as a double for Geraldy Diaz. As Brady House will score, that's Jared Kelly's final run. Everett Hazelwood allows his first run of the year. Emiliani at third and Diaz at second with a double. Now the ninth batter of the inning in Junior Martina will dig in for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Martina lined out to end the inning in the first. Now we're in the top of the second here. The good times keep on going for the Fred Nats, now up 7-0. First pitch is right down Broadway for strike one from Everett Hazelwood. Yes, he's allowed a run. However, his ERA is only at 1.50. Still pretty stinking good for the former Kansas Jayhawk. 0-1 off speed, now 1-1 your count. Again, fastball, slider, changeup. See an off-speed pitch away, more than likely a slider. If you're ever at the ballpark and hanging out, you see a pitch that is a little slower and it's outside, more than likely a slider. 1-1. Big swing and a miss. That was a slider. Junior Martina can't make contact. 1-2 now your count at the plate on Martina. TJ White, left fielder, is on deck. As Everett Hazelwood with two on and two out here in the top of the second. Fred Nats already with a commanding 7-0 lead here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hazelwood, 1-2, two outs. Here's a delivery. Fastball just low, and it's scooped out behind the plate by Ivan Gonzalez. Count now moves even at 2-2. Cannonballer faithful still holding strong. It's a beautiful night for baseball. A little toasty, but it's toasty enough where you just get a cold drink and you're good. 2-2, two outs. Delivery from Hazelwood. Swung on and fouled off at the plate by Martina. The ball bounced up and hit him in the back. Move now 2-2 on Martina. 6 foot, 190-pound infielder from Willemstad, Curacao. Has a 2-2 count against Everett Hazelwood. On the way, here's a delivery. Swung on and blooped in the infield. Samuel Polanco's going to have to charge after it. Bare hands it, makes the grab, fires over to first in time. Four out, number three. Nice play by Samuel Polanco to bare hand the ball on a little blooper in the infield. Fired over in time. We'll head to the bottom of the second here in Kannapolis. Ballers down big, 7-0. Here on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Thank you.
DJ Gladney, Wilfred Veras, and Samuel Polanco due up at the inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Here in the bottom of the second inning, already not too good as the Fred Nats lead 7-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch to DJ Gladney right down the middle for strike one. Brennan Collins, the righty, back out there for another inning of action as Collins, former UNC Greensboro Spartan, fires the 0-1 in there, lifted high in the air right field by Gladney, trailing foul, and it lands foul. Hits off the soft serve cart down the right field line above the right field terrace. Man, soft serve sounds pretty good right now. No lie. Haven't had any yet. I need to talk to Chris Beasley, our director of food and beverage, or Don Petreri. I need to tell Don Petreri a dad joke. Maybe then I'll get some ice cream in one of those new collectible helmets that we've got here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Be sure you go snag one if you're listening here at the ballpark. If you're not joining us, well, unfortunately, not able to get you one very easily. 0-2, fastball upstairs, 1-2 the count. Even more reason, come join us out here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Atrium Health Ballpark, one of the newer facilities in the Carolina League. 1-2. Off-speed pitch from Brennan Collins. Now 2-2 your count on DJ Gladney. Big Red, as they call him in the biz. Wilfred Veras and Samuel Polanco will follow in the lineup. The Illinois native, DJ Gladney. 2-2. Fastball inside corner. Got him looking. Gladney down on strikes, looking at strike three. Before out number one in the inning, Wilfred Veras, third baseman, will now dig in. Pure power bat is Wilfred Veras. Again, not the start that he's wanted necessarily this year. He's just batting 179. But again, watching this guy in BP, he's a show. Frequently putting balls over the left field berm. Yes, I said over. First pitch off speed in there, called strike one on Wilfred Veras. You can see the raw power coming from the Santo Domingo Dominican Republic native. 0-1. Fastball 97. On the radar gun is up and away. 1-1 is now your count on Veras. You got the lime green wristbands going on. I like it. 1-1. He moves the bat around. However, it's not a swing. 2-1 now your count on the pitch from Collins. Sun's starting to go down completely here at Atrium Health Ballpark as 2-1 on the way. Swung on and tapped over to third base. Making the play is Junior Martina. Chin arches in on it. Fires it over in time. Four out, number two in the inning. 5-3 ground out for Wilfred Veras. Now Samuel Polanco, second baseman, will dig in. Like to call him Samuel Otani Polanco. The other night, Samuel pitching a shutout inning. Swings the first pitch and misses. 0-1 now the count. As on Wednesday night, in a 13-2 loss, in the ninth inning, Samuel Polanco came in. It's the first time a position player has pitched this year for Kannapolis. Hopefully we don't have to see that too much more. 0-1 in there now, 0-2 the count on Polanco. Came in, pitched a shutout inning. He did hit a guy, but he also struck out Yoandy Rivero looking, and Rivero had drawn three walks in the game on Wednesday. 0-2, swing and a miss by Polanco at the plate for strike three. Ballers go down 1-2-3 in order here in the bottom of the second. Led to tie with the third in Kannapolis, where Kannapolis Cannonballers trail to the Fredericksburg Nationals by a score of 7-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. TJ White, Viondo Pena, and Jacob Young due up in the inning for the Fredericksburg Nationals here in the top of the third inning as the Kannapolis Cannonballers already trailing big time to the Fredericksburg Nationals. Score is 7-0 here in the third. First pitch from Everett Hazelwood back out there for another inning of action is in there, called strike one on TJ White. Spartanburg, South Carolina native, 0-1 lifted high in the air in right field. Misael Gonzalez camps under it, has it in his eyes, has it in his hands. Four out number one. It's a fly out with style for TJ White. Four out number one in the inning. Viondo Pena, nine-hole man, now due up for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Viondo Pena walked in the second inning. First pitch, fastball from Hazelwood outside, 1-0, now your count. Lifted high in the air by Pena down the left field line. Tatum is going to charge after it, but it lands in the Wayne Brothers picnic area in foul ground. Heads up down there. Got a couple of young lads down there trying to chase after the foul ball. All respect to you, my friends. Hopefully somebody was able to make the catch down there. Couldn't quite see from my vantage point. One lifted in the air high left center. Chasing after it is James Beard. Running after it, makes the grab on the run. James Beard, that's why he's got the speed in center field, my friends. He makes the plays for out number two here in the top of the third inning. Two flyouts for Kannapolis on defense. Everett Hazelwood, so far so good here in this third inning. Jacob Young now digs in, the leadoff batter. First pitch from Hazelwood to Young is an off-speed pitch off the plate. 1-0 now your count on Jacob Young. De La Rosa waits on deck, but Everett Hazelwood has no plans to pitch to him this inning. Off-speed pitch off the plate. 2-0 now your count on Jacob Young. Reached on an error in the first. Singled in the second. 2-0 grounded over to third base. Wilfred Veras makes the play. Fires it across the diamond. Strong arm at third by Veras. Wow, very impressive. Three outs, 1-2-3 here in the top of the third inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Led to the bottom of the third as the Fred Nats lead 7-0 at Atrium Health Ballpark on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, the best catcher from Round Rock, Texas, to go to the University of West Virginia and play for the Kannapolis Cannonballers ever is in the batter's box. Lead off the bottom of the third inning, Brennan Collins, fastball, first pitch driving Gonzalez, fastball upstairs, 1-0 now your count. Wilbur Sanchez and Terrell Tatum will follow. 7-8-9, due up 1-2-3 against Brendan Collins. 1-0 fastball, swung on and grounded foul by Ivan Gonzalez. 1-1, now your count. Gonzalez entering tonight batting 182 on the year. Making another start behind the plate tonight. It's his fifth start at the catcher role. 1-1 charged into left field, trailing after it is White. He looks up and it's on the berm. 1-1 count, no more, as Ivan Gonzalez breaks through here in the bottom of the third inning with a solo shot to lead it off. The Round Rock Texas Natives' first homer of the year, second RBI of the year, and Kannapolis is on the board here in the bottom of the third. 406 feet off the bat of Ivan Gonzalez. That's how you put some pop into it. Baby Pudge, as they call him. It's a mammoth home run, as now Wilbur Sanchez digs in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who are on the board now in the bottom of the third. First pitch off speed is upstairs on Sanchez. 1-0 now your count. Wilbur Sanchez, a top prospect, so far has had his struggles this year. 1-0, big swing and a miss at the plate. 1-1 now your count. Sanchez making his third start in the eight hole. Shortstop tonight, just his second game at short all year for hit skipper Guillermo Quiroz. 1-1. Swung on and tapped to the shortstop, House. House is going to come in and make the play. Fires it over to first base and throw gets away from Bassier. Sanchez will make the play. He is safe at first base. It's an error on the throw by Brady House. Wilbur Sanchez reaches on an E6. Terrell Tatum, the nine-hole man, will now dig in. Terrell Tatum, former NC State Wolfpack outfielder. First pitch of the at-bat is off the plate. 1-0 now your count on Terrell Tatum. Nine-hole man tonight, making his fourth appearance in the nine-hole, batting .455 in four games. Last night, 1-for-4, the double, two strikeouts. Fastball upstairs, 2-0 now your count. Ballers have strung together some offense. Their first hit of the ball game is a solo shot from Ivan Gonzalez here in the bottom of the third. 2-0 fastball outside, 3-0 now your count on Terrell Tatum. Leadoff batter and James Beard is on deck. 3-0 fastball right down Broadway, getting the overpitch from Brendan Collins. 3-1 now your count on Tatum. Memphis, Tennessee native. Ended up at NC State with the Wolfpack, part of the team that made the College World Series last year. 3-1 is right down the middle for strike two on Terrell Tatum. Decent lead at first for Sanchez. Fastball inside corner. Got Terrell Tatum looking. Track man up here, Jess Goldstein, says pitch was good. Tatum goes down looking for the first out of the inning. James Beard will now step to the plate. He flew out in the first to lead off the ball game for Kannapolis. Runner at first is still Sanchez. Beard takes the first pitch from Collins. Fastball 95 upstairs. 1-0 now your count. Terrell Tatum is sixth strikeout of the year. He had two last night. Nonetheless, James Beard now at the plate with a 1-1 count, as the 1-0 is in there called strike one. James Beard, the chef, as they call him, is the eighth time in the year that he's been the leadoff man. There's a reason for that. He's fast. 1-1 off speed is in the zone for strike two. James Beard, Brookhaven, Mississippi native, drafted out of high school in the fourth round in 2019 by the White Sox. 1-2, called strike three on the off-speed pitch, 79 miles an hour from Brennan Collins. Nice pitch for strike three. James Beard down on strikes, four out number two, two looking strikeouts. Now the two-hole man in Misael Gonzalez will dig in. He struck out looking in the first inning. Sanchez with the green wrist tape at first still. First pitch is swung on and missed by Misael Gonzalez. There was one intention and one intention only with that swing. He wanted to put that ball into Salisbury. 0-1. Off speed pitch, low. Now 1-1 your count. For those of you that are not local, Salisbury, North Carolina, just up the road. If you are local, though, you understood what I was saying. Appreciate everybody tuning in, whether you're local or not, here on MILB.TV, as well as the free audio stream, as the 1-1 to Misael Gonzalez is in there, called strike two. 1-2, now your count. As Misael Gonzalez, the Bayamon Puerto Rico native, already off to a hot start this year. 1-2 in the dirt. Nice pick by Geraldy Diaz. Count now moves even at 2-2. Colby Smelly, tonight's DH, awaits on deck. Sneakiest athlete on the team is Colby Smelly. Also leading the way with 14 hits on the year so far through 12 games. 2-2 count, two outs, top bottom of the third. That pitch is upstairs from Collins. We'll move now 3-2 on Misael Gonzalez. He's enjoyed hitting against everyone, but especially against righties, batting 370 with 7 RBIs. Full count, two outs, bottom third. Ballers down 7-1. Delivery to the plate, swung and missed by Misael Gonzalez. It's breaking ball that catches him off guard. Three straight strikeouts off the arm of Brennan Collins. We're now headed to the top of the fourth here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Fred Nats doing business for the fourth time this week. Score 7-1 in favor of the bad guys here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Jeremy De La Rosa will lead things off with the Fredericksburg Nationals here in the top of the fourth inning as the Kannapolis Cannonballers trail the Fred Nats by a score of 7-1 here in the top of the fourth. Everett Hazelwood back out for another inning of action as De La Rosa smokes this one down the line in left field. Ball lands foul, though. just to the right of the Wayne Brothers picnic area, but in foul ground. There's a little bit of room out there. However, the ball is in foul ground. 0-1, now your count on Jeremy De La Rosa, number 14 overall prospect in the Washington Nationals organization, as the Fredericksburg Nationals have a flurry of talent in this roster. 10 of the top 30 prospects. De La Rosa, 0-1, swung on and missed. 0-2, now your count. Brady House highlights the list of top prospects as the 0-2 is wide. 1-2, now your count. Jackson Rutledge and Mason Denneberg, two top righties in the Nats system, are listed on the roster for Fredericksburg. However, both are on the injured list. 1-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Everett Hazelwood picks up another strikeout. This time it's of Jeremy De La Rosa for out number one here at the top of the fourth inning. Led now into a duo of Everett Hazelwood and Brady House. Brady House listed at 6'4", 215 pounds. Swings on the first pitch and fouls it back down the right field line. Heads up over by gate one. It lands over there in the plaza area. We'll have to do it now at 0-1. Brady House, 6'4", shortstop. Him and Colson Montgomery have that in common. 0-1, smoke down the line in left field, rolls all the way to the wall. That'll be extra bases. Rounding first, headed for second is Brady House. He'll stop out there. Throw comes in from left and Terrell Tatum, but not before Brady House has a one-out double here in the fourth inning for the Fred Nats. One out, runner on second, and Brandon Bossier will step to the plate. He's 2-for-2 on the night with a triple and a double. He's a home run and a single away from the cycle. He's got the tough one out of the way. The triple is the toughest one. Although some people would say the single is the toughest one. Some people would say the home run is the toughest part. You never know. Depends on the kind of hitter you are. First pitch is swung and missed in the dirt. 85 miles an hour from Everett Hazelwood. 0-1, now your count. I'm in the crowd that thinks the triple's the toughest. Because a double, you could get if you hit a ball hard enough in the gap. But you got to have some speed to leg out a triple. 0-1. Swung on and grounded over to first base. Playing it by DJ Gladney. He calls off Hazelwood. He'll step on the bag himself for out number two. DJ Gladney does it all himself. Brady House moves over to third base on the play. Now Leandro Emiliano will dig in. He is 1-for-1 of the night with a home run in the first and a walk in the second. Leandro Emiliano with a grand slam already this week on Wednesday night in the big 13-2 win for the Fred Nats. Swings to the first pitch and lifts it in the air. Shallow left field. Terrell Tatum comes in and makes the grab. Four out number three. Emiliano down on a fly out to Tatum. Four out number three here in the fourth. So the Fred Nats unable to get Brady House home after a double from their top prospect. We'll now head into the bottom of the fourth. Ballers trailing 7-1 on the Ballers Baseball Network. Colby Smelly, DJ Gladney, and Wilfred Veras will bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning as the Kannapolis Cannonballers trailing the Fred Nats by a score of 7-1 here at Atriemouth Ballpark already in the fourth of six, as now a bit of a stoppage on the field in the infield as looks like Brady House dealing with what might be a bug in his eye. Something going on with a shortstop, Brady House, as trainer in Kirby Kraft walks out. Actually looks like there's something going on with his elbow. Not sure if it's a abrasion at all or what's wrong. However, Brady House actually is, for a second they thought it was an abrasion on the elbow. However, it does look like my suspicion initially that was had is correct. House was dealing with a eye issue. Looks like an eye drop being applied as 11th overall pick in the MLB draft, Brady House, dealing with a vision problem out there at short. Important position to have good vision. Of course, everywhere on the field, you need to have good vision. But Brady House, especially at short, you get a hard ground ball from a guy like Colby Smelly, who's at the plate now. Things could end up not too good. First pitch is upstairs, 1-0 now your count. On Colby Smelly, Tuscaloosa, Alabama native from Shelton State Community College. Smelly digs in and the 1-0 is delivered down the middle for strike one. 1-1 is now your count. Colby Smelly leading the way in hits for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He's also on a very nice hit streak. 1-1, big swing and a miss. Now 1-2 the count on Smelly. His streak is now at 8 games. He's got an 8-game hit streak going. He is active. This series, he's 4-for-11 with a double and RBI. Finding ways to get on base and produce some runs is Colby Smelly. He loves hitting against lefties and righties. He's batting above 400 against both. 1-2 in the dirt. Nice pick behind the plate by Diaz. 2-2 now your count on Colby Smelly. Sun is down, lights are on here at Atriemouth Ballpark. Beautiful night for baseball. Right field bar is popping, rightfully so. 2-2 grounded over to short. Brady House makes the play. I guess the vision wasn't too bad over there at short as he fires it across the diamond in time for out number one. It's a 6-3 ground out for Colby Smelly. DJ Gladney, Big Red, first baseman, will now dig in. DJ Gladney, who was here last year all season, was kind of a quieter guy last year. He's come back this year, though, and he's almost flipped a switch. He's a little more outgoing now, and I think the first time I saw him this year, his first pitch in there from Collins, strike one. First time I saw him this year on media day with the hair going, I said, man, DJ, you got the swagger all the way up. 0-1. Fastball low, 1-1 now your count. He was able to talk shoes as well with DJ Gladney. He's got a nice pair of teal and orange trainers down in the clubhouse he uses for BP sometimes. I like teal and orange. I'm a Dolphins guy. 1-1 lifted high and foul. 1-2 now your count on DJ Gladney. Struck out looking back in the second inning. Gladney, a product of the White Sox ace program from 2013 to 2018. And he was drafted in the 2019 draft in the 16th round. Facing off against Brennan Collins. 1-2, big swing and a miss at the plate by Gladney. It's his second strikeout of the night for Gladney. Collins now with 7 punch outs on the evening. Wilfred Veras will now dig in for the Cannonballers here in the bottom of the fourth inning and 2 down. Wilfred Veras, mainly been in the 3 and 4 spot in the lineup all year. 97 on the radar gun from Brennan Collins. Low now 1-0 your count on Wilfred Veras. Last night 0-for-4 the strikeout. Snapped his hit streak. He got it up to 3 at one point this year. 1-0 fastball outside corner. Got Wilfred Veras looking at strike 1. 1-1. Now your count on Wilfred Veras. 6'2", 180-pound, 19-year-old, just 19. 1-1, swung on and missed by Veras. 1-2, now your count. We had a 19-year-old third baseman here last year who I would say is close to comparable to Wilfred Veras. Actually, it's probably better than Wilfred Veras. No dig on Veras, but Brian Ramos last year, boy, had some pop. 1-2, 2-2 now as the pitch is in the dirt on Veras. Last year, what a team this Ballers team had. They started with 11 of the top 30 prospects in the White Sox system in 2021. This year, they end up with a number one prospect in the Chicago White Sox system, the Holland Hammer, Colson Montgomery. 2-2. Off-speed pitch, swung on and fouled back off the HML ballpark sign and into the dugout suite. Down below. Heads up down there. 2-2, now your count. Dugout suite currently occupied by, looks like, our head groundskeeper in Tim Siegel, as well as a Cannonballers player that I can't identify because he's hiding jersey. 2-2, swung and a miss by Veras. That is strike 3 for another 1-2-3 inning for Brennan Collins. Led to the top of the fifth here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Frenats doing business. 7-1 your score here on the Ballers Baseball Network in favor of the Bad Guys. Everett Hazelwood back out there for another inning of action here in the top of the fifth inning. Fred Nats lead the Kannapolis Cannonballers by a score of 7-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark on a beautiful Friday night. Geraldy Diaz puts a charge into the first pitch into right field on the ground for a base hit. Diaz leads things off with a leadoff single here in the top of the fifth inning. Now Junior Martina, third baseman, will step in for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. The Fredericksburg Nationals. So you're getting one of those rhythms, and sometimes you just say the completely wrong team. It's all good. Still had the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on my mind. As for Fayetteville, they're in Augusta tonight against the Green Jackets. Trailing 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth there. Tie ball game in Columbia, down east in Columbia. In the top of the fourth, tied 2-2. Martina takes the first pitch. Ball 1 to Martina. Myrtle Beach leading 2-0 in the top of the sixth already. In Delmarva against the Shorebirds. 1-0, swing and a miss by Martina at 84 miles an hour from Everett Hazelwood. Looked like a slider. We'll go now 1-1. Heck of a ball game going on in Salem. The Red Sox and the Charleston Riverdogs tied 3-3. Charleston with the bases loaded in the top of the fourth. 1-1 fastball just low to Martina. 2-1 now your count on Martina. Lynchburg and Carolina going at it up at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. 3-1 your score. Carolina leads over Lynchburg. So Lynchburg's gotten off to a bit of a cold start. 2-1 now, 3-1 in the off-speed pitch from Everett Hazelwood. Lynchburg at 4-8 entering tonight. Fayetteville Woodpeckers at 4-8 entering tonight. Fred Natz tied for the lead in the North Division with the Salem Red Sox. The 3-1 lifted high and foul down the line in left field. Actually, looks like it tails back and is in fair ground. Terrell Tatum able to make the grab. The wind took it by the sails a little bit there. Now, one out here in the top of the fifth inning. First pitch to T.J. White, Spartanburg, South Carolina native. He's outside. Ball one. 1-0 your count now on the Spartanburg, South Carolina native. Local product. 18 years of age is T.J. White. Fifth round pick in 2021 by the Fredericksburg Nationals. 2-0 now, 2-1 as Everett Hazelwood, former Kansas Jayhawk, on the mound with the Green Sox. It's a bit of a curveball to see the Green Sox, green armbands. Love it. Supporting Earth Day today. 2-1 grounded up the middle, played by the shortstop in Wilbur Sanchez. Steps on the bag at second, fires the first in time for an ending double play. Here in the top of the fifth inning. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Fred Natz doing business. 7-1 your score in favor of the bad guys here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Samuel Polanco will lead things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Fred Natz lead the Ballers 7-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Brennan Collins delivers the first pitch. Is lifted high in the air center field. Trailing after it is Jeremy De La Rosa. He'll camp under it and make the grab for out number one. Polanco on the F8 on the very first pitch of the inning. To Polanco. Now Ivan Gonzalez, catcher, will dig in. Ivan Gonzalez, a guy that has grown up in a variety of milieus. Round Rock, Texas native. Went to school in the University of West Virginia, the Mountaineers. Now he's in Kannapolis, North Carolina, where he's hit a solo shot tonight. First pitch is in the middle for strike one. If you're not sure what a Malou is, Chris Beasley, our wonderful director of food and beverage, has given me the word. It means a person's social environment. And with it being Earth Day, we're talking about the environment. Easy word to tie in tonight on the broadcast. Ball outside, 1-1. Now you're counting on Ivan Gonzalez. Wilbur Sanchez, shortstop, awaits on deck. Here with one out, bottom five. Fred Atz and Ballers, 1-1. Swung on and poked into the shallow center field area where it gets past the shortstop Brady House and the second baseman in Pena. Ivan Gonzalez finds a gap and utilizes it with a single. Here with one out in the bottom of the fifth. Ivan Gonzalez now with a two-hit night. Nice night for the young man from Round Rock, Texas, former Mountaineer from West Virginia. Wilbur Sanchez now will dig in. He reached on an error back in the third. Starting to cool off a little more here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's not quite hot chocolate or coffee weather. 94-mile-an-hour fastball inside. 1-0 now your count. Although, to be fair, it is always coffee weather. Big coffee guy. That's what keeps me going. Up here in the press box at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-0 swung on and fouled off the foot of Wilbur Sanchez. I heard that from up here in the press box. That's got to hurt. 1-1 now your count. Coffee is amazing. Doesn't matter if it's hot. Doesn't matter if it's iced. You can go macchiato. You can go frappuccino. Mocha. Doesn't matter. Coffee is incredible. Our head groundskeeper, Tim Siegel, makes Cafe Cubano twice a day on game days. Yeah, that stuff is legendary. Absolutely love a good cup of Cafe Cubano. 1-1 is your count on Wilbur Sanchez. You're in the bottom of the fifth. Appreciate you tuning in here on MILB.TV as well as the free audio stream on kcballers.com. Dan Helody bringing you all the action here live from Kannapolis. Ballers trailing in this one. However, they've been able to string some offense purely off the bat of Ivan Gonzalez. 2-for-2 night for the young man. He's got both hits for Kannapolis in this ball game. 1-1 is way up and in on Wilbur Sanchez. 2-1 now your count. If this was the big leagues, I'd have thought that was on purpose. However, Collins slips off his hand on the mound. We'll move now 2-1 on Wilbur Sanchez, Caracas, Venezuela native. 2-1, swung on and blooped into center field. Trailing after it is De La Rosa. He can't make the grab on the basket catch. Gonzalez advances on the play into second. It'll go down as a base hit on the play. Gonzalez advances. Sanchez has a base hit. So now three hits on the night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. As De La Rosa, the ball was quickly trailing down on the little blooper. And De La Rosa tried to scoop at it. And while making the scoop attempt, flung the ball even further out in the outfield. Ivan Gonzalez able to muscle his way over to second base. So now two on and one out for Terrell Tatum. Now pitching coach and Joel Hanrahan, wearing number 52 for the Fredericksburg Nationals, will come out and have a chat with Brendan Collins, who's in a bit of a tight spot here. Not been many tight spots tonight for Brennan Collins, as what a night this young man's had on the mound. 4 1/3, three hits, one run, and one of them was a home run from Ivan Gonzalez. No walks, eight strikeouts so far for the righty from UNC Greensboro, Brennan Collins. Home plate umpire in Jalen Goodman trying to break up the conversation. It is the first mound visit of the night for the Fred Nats. So looks like a couple arms starting to warm up in the bullpen for the Fredericksburg, for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, I should say. There is an arm warming for the Fredericksburg Nationals out of the pen. It looks like it's a lefty. Collins on the mound, though, currently. First pitch to Terrell Tatum. Swung on and missed at 96 on the radar gun. 0-1. Now your count on Terrell Tatum. James Beard, leadoff man, is on deck. One out, 0-1 count. As Collins steps off on the rubber. We'll have to do it again. It looks like Addison Coffey is out warming up in the bullpen. Can't quite tell from here, but it looks like Coffey. 0-1 fastball inside. 1-1 now your count. Confirmed by our official scorer, Sam Perry. It is Addison Coffey warming up. Wonder if he's wearing the dealer cleats tonight. Can't quite tell from here. I guess we'll see if he makes it to the mound. 1-1 count, one out. Brandon Collins delivers the pitch. Swung on and fouled back over our heads here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Over the press box, 1-2 now your count. Say it almost every night. My windows are open. I'm ready to make a play. When an opportunity presents itself, you must take advantage. I don't even need a glove. I'll just let it come to me and I'll make the play. 1-2 count, one out. Here's a delivery to Terrell Tatum. Off speed pitch. Nice pitch by Collins. Trackman up here says that may have been a strike. However, it was not called. 2-2, now your count. In Charlotte, automatic balls and strikes down with the Charlotte Knights, AAA affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. We'd be radioing down and saying, hey, that was a strike. 2-2 swung and missed by Terrell Tatum for strike three. He's now 0-2 on the night with two strikeouts. James Beard, center fielder, will now dig in for his third at-bat. 0-2 on the night, flew out in the first and struck out looking in the third. I believe Charlotte is the only team in the International League to have the automatic balls and strikes. I think it's everywhere in the Pacific Coast League. However, Charlotte is the only International League team in AAA to have the automatic balls and strikes. First pitch to James Beard is outside. Ball one on the 80-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch from Brennan Collins. Kind of wild to think on some of the movements that baseball is going on. Wild to see that one, too. 1-0 grounded into left field. James Beard's going to get a run home as Ivan Gonzalez rounds third, heads home. James Beard tries to stretch it into a double, but he's tagged out at second base. Nice throw in from the left fielder White to second to tag James Beard out at second. We'll head to the top of the sixth here in Kannapolis. Ballers get another run, though, as Ivan Gonzalez does cross the plate. We'll go ahead and do it now in the top of the sixth here in Kannapolis. Ballers trailing still on the Ballers Baseball Network. Little fun fact for everyone, before every broadcast, Dan Helote sits in the broadcast booth, has a nice cup of hot tea. It helps with the throat. But after a couple of pitchers have gone in the bullpen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, sometimes it's coffee time. Addison Coffey, new arm on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. First pitch to Viondel. Pena is in there for ball one. Pena is 0-1 on the night with a walk as he now lifts the pitch into right field. He'll camp in front of Misael Gonzalez for a leadoff single here in the sixth inning. Addison Coffey, new arm for Kannapolis, 6'2", 185-pound, 23-year-old, third-round selection in 2020 out of Albany, Indiana. Coffey makes another appearance, his fifth one of the year. He appeared on Wednesday night in the onslaught of the eighth inning, Three hits, five runs, four earned, three walks, no strikeouts. Not a good outing last time for Addison Coffey. However, he kind of walked into it as that perch from Coffey to Jacob Young is grounded to second. Gonzalez to Sanchez, fired over to first, is not in time. So it's a fielder's choice. Polanco at second makes the play to Wilbur Sanchez. 4-6 put out at second base. Four out number one. Jacob Young advances to first base on the fielder's choice. Writing down all kinds of stuff in my scorebook here. Trying to keep up is not easy. I don't know how Sam Perry does it every night, but our official scorer, Sam Perry, somehow keeps it all in line. Jeremy De La Rosa now digs in with one on and one out. Runner fakes going on the pitch. High and wide by Addison Coffey. 1-0 now your count. Coffey 0-0 with an 18 ERA entering tonight. Two innings, four hits, six runs, four earned, four walks, four strikeouts. Opponents are batting 400 against Coffey. 1-0 now, 2-0 the count on the fastball. However, you look at his first three outings. If you take the previous outing on Wednesday night against the Fredericksburg Nationals out, two innings, one hit, one run that's not earned, one walk, and four strikeouts. Addison Coffey quickly becoming a reliable arm out of the bullpen. 2-0 swung on a miss, now 2-1 your count on Jeremy De La Rosa. Walked in the second, struck out in the first and fourth in this ball game. Already in the top of the sixth inning. Beautiful night for baseball. Just keeps getting even nicer. 2-1 runner going on the pitch. It goes past the catcher, Ivan Gonzalez. He slips up on the edge of the grass behind home plate. Now 3-1. It'll go down as a stolen base as the runner was going on the play. So runner advances to second. It's Jacob Young. Now runner in scoring position, and time called. Ivan Gonzalez is going to come out and chat with Addison Coffey. Talk a little strategy. Now see what they can do with a runner at second and just one out. Brady House, shortstop, awaits on deck. Again, Addison Coffey, Albany, Indiana native, third-round selection in 2020. Missed all of last year with Tommy John surgery. This is the first year of him being strictly a pitcher. He had been a two-way guy, both a shortstop and a right-handed pitcher. However, now strictly an arm out of the bullpen. 3-1 inside, ball four on Jeremy De La Rosa. Draws his second walk of the night. He's now two on and one out. Brady House, shortstop, digs in for Fredericksburg. Brady House, two-hit night, single in the second, doubled in the fourth, struck out in the first. Top prospect in that system lifts the first pitch from Coffey, high in the air, right field. Misael Gonzalez camps under it, makes the grab for out number two. Runner at second base almost got tagged up on the play as the throw came in from Misael Gonzalez. About a mile a second. Hard throw in from right field. Came into the shortstop, Wilbur Sanchez. However, runner at second and Jacob Young stays put. Brady House flies out. Four out, number two in the inning. Now Brandon Bastier will dig in. 2-for-3 on the night with a triple and a double in the first and second inning, respectively. Looks like now a righty has gotten up and started tossing in the bullpen for Fredericksburg. There was a lefty a couple of seconds ago. However, I look up and I look back. Now there's a righty. Is he a Pat Venditti kind of guy? He pitches both hands? I don't know. First pitch of the at-bat from Coffey is a fastball, 94 miles an hour down the middle for strike one. Bossier, another top draft pick, third round selection in 2021. By the Nationals. 0-1 in the dirt now, 1-1 your count on Bossier. Addison Coffey actually adjusted some of the facial hair after Wednesday night's onslaught. He lost the mustache. He's just got the show hair going on the mound. 1-1. Fastball inside, 2-1 now your count on Brandon Bossier. Because when Coffey arrived and I saw the stash and the long hair, I said, whoa, I like it. And then he lost the mustache. I saw him today in BP, and I said, dude, what happened? We all know what happened. It was Wednesday night, but Addison Coffey looking for a little bit of a different superstition. As 2-1 now, 3-1, 93 miles an hour. As Michael Scott says, I'm not superstitious, I'm just a little stitious. That's how I am. Looks like Carlos Cejas is the arm warming for Fredericksburg in the pen. 3-1, swung and a miss by Bossier. 3-2 now your count on first baseman in tonight's matchup, the Fred Nats and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Addison Coffey so far, two-thirds of an inning. He's got two runners on and two outs here in the sixth. Full count delivery, swung on, broken bat, liner over the head of Samuel Polanco into right field. Runner will turn the corner and score on the play. It's Jacob Young. Another run crosses the plate for the Fredericksburg Nationals on a broken bat single by Brandon Bossier. He's now a home run away from the cycle as Jeremy De La Rosa turns and heads to third base on the play. So now runners on the corners and two down still for Leandro Emiliani. Bossier has gotten his batting average up to above the Mendoza line now as he was entering tonight in the 180s. Now he's above 200. Emiliani takes the first pitch for strike one from Addison Coffey. Again, Carlo Cejas, 6'1 righty. He actually shares the exact same birthday of me. Carlo Cejas and I have the exact same birthday. Just noticed that on my roster. That's awesome. Pitches inside, 1-1. Now you count on Emiliani. As for Leandro Emiliani's night, homered in the first inning. It was a solo shot. Excuse me, a two-run shot. I'm looking at my scorecard wrong. I can't read my own handwriting. I'm a lefty as part of it. Walked at the second and flew out in the fourth. 1-1, two outs, runner at first and third. Check swing out the play. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says Jalen Goodman. 1-2, now your count on Leandro Emiliani. Addison Coffey making his fifth appearance of the year out of the bullpen. Favors pitching to lefties as they're only hitting 250 against them entering tonight. 1-2 lifted high in the air left field. Terrell Tatum makes the grab in the corner for out number three. So Addison Coffey escapes another threat of runners on the corners with a rocky inning. Nonetheless, Ballers and Fred Nats still doing business here at HUL's ballpark. Scores now 8-2 on the Ballers. Baseball Network in favor of the Bat Guys. Misael Gonzalez, Colby Smelly, and DJ Gladney due up in the bottom of the sixth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark as the new arm on the mound for the Fredericksburg Nationals. It's Carlos Cejas as Gonzalez grounds the first pitch over to first base where Bossier makes the play for out number one. It's a 3-2 ground out of Misael Gonzalez here in the sixth inning. Carlos Cejas, 6'1", 215-pound, 21-year-old from San Mateo, Venezuela, 2017 international free agent signee. Righty, 6'1", 215, born on September 6th of 2000. That's my birthday as well. Colby Smelly lifts the first pitch foul off the Atrium Health Ballpark sign, and the ball stays put on the roof up there. Someone who's not afraid of heights will have to go get that baseball down later. Won't be me. I'm terrified of heights. I don't like roller coasters. I don't like heights. None of that. 0-1. I like that, though. Colby Smelly lines a ground ball down the left field line. He turns first, headed for second. Throw comes in from left fielder T.J. White. It's not in time. Colby Smelly extends his hit streak with a double here in the sixth inning. As Colby Smelly extends his hit streak now to 9 straight games. Still looking for another multi-hit game, but Colby Smelly, good stuff, my friend. Tuscaloosa, Alabama native, coming in clutch with a one-out double. DJ Gladney, first baseman, awaits, and he'll step in now to face the off against Carlos Cejas. First pitch to Gladney is a fastball inside, 1-0 now your count on Gladney. Fastball outside, 2-0 now your count on DJ Gladney. Decent lead at second for Colby Smelly. Wilfred Veras awaits on deck. Gladney with a 2-0 count against Carlos Cejas. 2-0 fastball now, 3-0. As the Go DJ song starts playing your Atrium Health Ballpark, you gotta hype them up. Cejas, 3-0 delivery on the way. Fastball, get me over pitch for strike one. As for Carlos Cejas, entering tonight 1-0 with a 2.57 ERA in 2 appearances, 7 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Opponents are batting 250 against Carlos Cejas. 3-1 swung on in, grounded foul by Gladney. We'll do it at 3-2. Carlos Cejas against righties. Righties are batting 333 against Carlos Cejas. 1 walk, 1 strikeout, no homers. DJ Gladney, though, got to be careful with him and homers. 3-2 into the hole in right field. That'll get down and get through. Colby Smelly to third base. DJ Gladney with a single after Smelly doubles. It's now runners on the corners for the Kannapolis Cannonballers with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Wilfred Veras now will step in. He is 0-2 on the night. Wilfred Veras had a 3-game hit streak going earlier this year. However, last night 0-4, the strikeout. He's not gotten off to quite the start that he's probably wanted, but he's still getting through as he gets that one through into left field for a base hit and an RBI. Colby Smelly will score. Rounding second, headed for third is DJ Gladney. What an effort by the young man Gladney. Slides into third base safely. It goes down as a single, and then Veras makes it to second. On the throw, Veras singles. Gladney is at third. Colby Smelly scores on the play. Kannapolis now cuts into the lead 8-3. Here's your score here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Cannonballer faithful holding strong here on a beautiful night for baseball. Right field bars packed. Seating bowls all packed. I've seen more Cannonballers hats tonight than I've ever seen. It's a beautiful night for baseball. All kinds of Fans young and old enjoying tonight's ballgame. First pitch is swung on and fouled down the line by Samuel Polanco. 0-1 now your count. Ivan Gonzalez, catcher, awaits on deck. He's already got a multi-hit game. Samuel Polanco 0-2 tonight. Liz swings on the 0-1, lifts it in the air in the center field. De La Rosa camps under, makes the grab. Four out number two, runners tag up though. Going into third is Wilfred Barris. He's in there safely, and DJ Gladney scores on the play. Canapolis now cuts it to 8-4 here in the sixth inning. Offense, a flurry tonight for the Ballers in the sixth. Samuel Polanco, the sacrifice fly. Four out number two, so now two outs, runner on third base. And Ivan Gonzalez digs in. He's already got a multi-hit game with a homer in the third and a single in the fifth. It might have been because I told Ivan Gonzalez a terrible joke in the tunnel tonight. 1-0 now the count on Ivan Gonzalez. Round Rock, Texas native. One of the most happy-go-lucky guys you'll ever meet. Loves to play golf. Ask me for golf recommendations, and I'm the last person to ask for golf recommendations. 1-0 check, swing the play. Did he go? Yes, he did, says Jalen Goodman. I'm not the guy to ask for golf recommendations. Disc golf, maybe. Golf, no way. Certainly don't ask Trevor Wilt. Trevor Wilt won't give you any good recommendations on golf. 1-1. Off the plate, 2-1 now your count on Ivan Gonzalez. I'm just messing. Trevor Wilt, of course. My partner in crime up here in the press box. He knows his golf. Went down to the Masters earlier this year. 2-1 lifted high and foul by Gonzalez. 2-2 now your count. Of course, going to the Masters doesn't make you like a major like golf expert. However, it does help. It's on the bucket list one day to go down to Augusta. See the course at Augusta National. 2-2, grounded over to second base by Gonzalez. Played by Pena, fired over to first in time for out number three, as that'll do it for this bottom of the sixth inning. The Ballers do get two runs, though, as Colby Smelly, DJ Gladney, and Wilfred Veras all tally base hits in the inning. Pull the Ballers a little closer into the big lead for the Fred Nats. 8-4 your score in favor of the bad guys on the Ballers Baseball Network. Geraldy Diaz will lead things off at the top of the seventh inning for the Fredericksburg Nationals here at Atriumelf Ballpark as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Fred Nats in the fourth of six matchups this week are going at it as the Fred Nats lead 8-4. First pitch lifted high in the air center field. James Beard looks up and it's off the batter's eye in center field and gone. Geraldy Diaz leads off the top of the seventh with a solo shot. Geraldy Diaz lifts his first home run of the year off the batter's eye in center field here at Atriumelf Ballpark. Score now 9-4. in favor of the Fred Nats. .430 feet off the pad of Geraldi Diaz. Ball was unloaded at into center field. Of course, the wall is 400. However, with the height, you got to hit it about 418, 420 to get it out of there in center field. Junior Martina now digs in. He'll take strike one at 85 from Addison Coffey. 430 feet, though. That's a big boy home run out to center field. 0-1, swing and a miss. Another slider from Addison Coffey. 0-2, now your count. Geraldi Diaz, his first home run of the year. Extends the Fred Nats lead now to 9-4 after Kannapolis got two runs back in that bottom of the sixth inning. Ball in the dirt now, 1-2 on Junior Martina. TJ White, left fielder, awaits on deck. Straightaway defensive setup for Kannapolis. 1-2 on the way. Off speed pitch off the plate. 2-2 now the count on Junior Martina, who tonight is 0-3. Lined out in the first, grounded out in the second, and flew out in the fifth. Young infielder has a 2-2 count. Here's a delivery from Coffey. Strike three, got him looking. Addison Coffey picks up a strikeout looking. As we say up here in the press box, added a little bit of cream and sugar to that pitch for the strikeout. As now TJ White, left fielder, digs in for the Fred Nats. Looks like Christian Edwards, Chetty, Chedwards, going out to warm up. First pitch to T.J. White is swung and missed, 0-1. Now the count on T.J. White. Walked in the second, flew out in the third, and grounded out in the fifth. Coffey delivers that pitch low and in the dirt. Ball one to White. Christian Edwards, the arm warming up, is the fourth different arm for Kannapolis. If he enters, 1-1. Swung on and grounded down the line in right field, I should say. It hits off the bag and gets loose into the bullpen. Rounding first and heading for second is TJ White. That's the second time in as many games we've had a ball hit the bag. It's horribly unlucky. And that's one of the drawbacks of having the bigger bases. Yes, it's important to keep players safe as far as stolen base attempts and guys sliding in, trying to get plays and make stolen bases happen. The other drawback that probably wasn't thought about too much, because it doesn't happen too much, sometimes those ground balls will end up making contact with the bases, and it's just a horribly unlucky occasion. Nonetheless, TJ White has a double, and Viondel Pena now has an 0-1 count as he took the first pitch and swung on it and lifted it foul over our heads. Here at the press box, Atrium Health Ballpark. Runner on second, Addison Coffey delivers the 0-1. Fastball inside on Viondel Pena. 1-1 now your count. As with any positive thing, there has to be an equal and opposite reaction. Positive thing with the bigger bases being safety, of course, and more stolen bases, which are exciting. Stolen bases are great. Pitch in the dirt now, 2-1 on Viondel Pena. Seeing stolen bases is fun. However, now twice in as many nights we've seen a ball grounded up the middle and now down the line and hit the bag. Horribly unlucky, and it's costed the Kannapolis Cannonballers twice. 2-1. Big swing and a foul tip off the bat of Viondel Pena. 2-2 now your count. Leadoff man at Jacob Young awaits on deck as the Fred Nats lead 9-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Top of the seventh inning, Addison Coffey, the arm on the mound. Fastball, slider, changeup mix for Mr. Coffey time. 2-2, swung on and fouled back. We'll do it again at 2-2. Asked him what his favorite baseball influence was growing up. He said it had to be Brandon Phillips. That dude, former second baseman for the Cincinnati Reds. Always played with some swagger. 2-2. swung on and hit hard into right field. It'll drop past Samuel Polanco into right field for a base hit. Rounding third, headed home is TJ White. He'll score on the play. And the second is Viondo Pena, and it's another run for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Goes down as a single, and advancing to second on the play is Viondo Pena. So now score is 10-4 in favor of the Fredericksburg Nationals here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Not quite been the night for Kannapolis that they wanted. However, top of the seventh inning, Jacob Young, the leadoff man, will dig in for the Fred Nats. Another runner on second, one out situation. As Coffey delivers the first pitch slider outside. 1-0 the count now on Jacob Young. 1-for-4. Had a single in the second inning. Reached on a fielder's choice in the sixth. One oh from Coffey, swung on and fouled back. We'll do it again at 1-1. Christian Edwards still warming in the pen for Kannapolis. Jacob Young, 1-1 count. Jeremy De La Rosa, center fielder, awaits on deck. Coffey will deliver the 1-1. Big swing and a miss at the plate, 86 miles an hour from Coffey. Looked like another slider. Jacob Young caught off guard. 1-2, now your count. Appreciate again everyone tuning in here on MILB.TV as well as the free audio stream on KCBallers.com. Dan Helody bringing you all the action here live from Kannapolis. 1-2 in the dirt. Nice pick by Ivan Gonzalez. 2-2, now your count on Jacob Young. Plenty of fans still hanging out, enjoying the lovely weather. It only got to about the low 80s today, 82 degrees or so. I believe we're at 83, actually, for the first pitch. Still, beautiful night for baseball. 2-2. Off-speed pitch lifted in the air, popped up by the second baseman, Polanco. DJ Gladdy, though, will camp under it, and it pops up and out of his glove. And it's going to go down as an error on DJ Gladney. Oh, my. I have never seen a play like that in my life. That is unbelievable. Everything that could possibly go wrong for the Kannapolis Cannonballers has gone wrong so far in this homestand. Now two on, and Jeremy De La Rosa, center fielder, will dig in. As Jacob Young reaches on the E3. First pitch swung on and hit hard into left field. That'll be a base hit and potentially more runs. Tatum will throw it in, but scoring on the play is Viondo Pena. Ball gets loose now. Got past Wilfred Veras. Runner moves to second. De La Rosa is at second. It goes down as a single and then an error that allows De La Rosa to score on, to advance to second. Runner at third is Jacob Young. Pena scores on the play, so now it's 11-4 in favor of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Runners on the second and third. Single and an E7 from Terrell Tatum. As now a new arm will make it the way to the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Here at the top of the seventh, we'll take a quick break and be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, I should say. 6'3", 205-pound, 23-year-old, 11th round selection in 2020 by the Chicago White Sox out of Columbia, South Carolina. It's Christian Edwards, Shedwards, as he's been asking me to call it. First pitch to Brady House in there, called a ball on Brady House, number two prospect in the Washington Nationals organization. Two runners on for the Fred Nats. 11-4 your score. Edwards delivers the 1-0 fastball inside. 2-0 now your count on Brady House. Two hit night, singled in the second, doubled in the fourth. Struck out swinging in the first and flew out to right field back in the sixth inning. Fred Nats, this is now their seventh batter they've sent to the plate here in the inning. 2-0 on the way from Edwards. Swung on and lifted high and foul. Do it now at 2-1 on Brady House. Bossier, first baseman, awaits on deck. He's a homer shy of the cycle. Edwards sets on the mound. 2-1. Fastball, swung on and fouled back over everyone's head here at Atrium Ballpark. 2-2 now your count on House. Christian Edwards, three pitch mix. It's a tongue twister. Fastball, slider, splitter. He pitched some on Tuesday on the 19th. 2-2. Fastball well short. Didn't even skip in the dirt. Skipped in the grass. Went probably about 40 feet on the pitch. Full count now on Brady House. Three-two count, one out. Delivery from Edwards. Swung on and popped up high in the air and foul ground. DJ Gladney, first baseman, trying to make the play. Collides with the dugout, makes the play. Fires into home plate where Jacob Young slides in. Almost a very dangerous play. DJ Gladney makes the grab over there. Four out, number two in the inning. So Brady House is out on the pop out. For out number two, Jacob Young comes rushing in, though, from third. Makes a heavy slide. Gladney got the throw off. It was a pretty accurate throw considering the collision he made. Now runner on third in Jeremy De La Rosa. Score now 12-4 in favor of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Actually, looks like the ball ended up out of play on the sequence. So De La Rosa is at third. Bossier, first pitch is a fastball down Broadway for strike one. Bossier again, a home run shy of the cycle in tonight's ball game. Emiliani, the DH awaits on deck. Bossier at the plate. 1-1 now your count as Christian Edwards delivers a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Four-run inning so far for the Fred Nats. They've already put up four runs in the second inning as well. The offense came to play tonight. Christian Edwards, 1-1 on the way. Fastball just outside. 2-1 now your count on Brandon Bossier. Emiliani again awaits on deck. He's got a homer in tonight's ballgame. As Edwards sets on the mound, he'll kick with the left and throw with the right. Here's the delivery. Swung on, lifted high in the air left field. Trailing after it is Terrell Tatum. He looks up and ball is foul. Down the line in left field. Terrell Tatum covered a lot of ground to get over there. And with the ball lands foul, it was about 5 feet to the left and about 10 feet further, and that would have been a cycle for Brandon Bossier. However, now it's a 2-2 count, and he still needs a homer. 2-2 count, two outs, top seven. Fred Nats leading big 12-4 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Christian Edwards on the mound, pitch number 11 on the night for him. Off-speed pitch in the dirt, nice pick by Ivan Gonzalez. Full count now on Brandon Bossier. We're only at 2 hours and 11 minutes into the top of the seventh inning. However, tonight it feels like a little longer than that. I think it's been because the Fred Nats have come to play tonight. They're leading 12-4 here in the seventh inning. Full count delivery on the way to Bossier from Christian Edwards. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Brandon Bossier strikes out to end the top of the seventh here at HML's ballpark. Christian Edwards picks up his first punch out of the night here in the seventh. Led to the bottom of the seventh, but first, we're stretching. Here at HML's ballpark, Fred Nats lead 12-4 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom of the seventh here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Wilbur Sanchez digs in for the first at-bat of the bottom of the seventh as Carlos Cejas back out there for another inning of action. Makes the first pitch inside, ball one on Sanchez. Terrell Tatum and James Beard do up in the order after Wilbur Sanchez. 1-0 in there now, 1-1 from Cejas. As for Wilbur Sanchez, tonight he's had a bit of a decent night. 1-1, swung on the ground over to shortstop Brady House. Makes the throw over just in time over to first base for out number one here in the seventh. As Wilbur Sanchez grounds out for out number one in the seventh. He had a one-hit night so far. He had a hit in the fifth and reached on an error in the third. Terrell Tatum now due up. He is 0-for-2 on the night with two strikeouts. First pitch of the at-bat, check swing, did he go? Yes, he did, says home plate umpire in Jalen Goodman. 0-1 now, your count on Terrell Tatum, former NC State Wolfpack outfielder, Memphis, Tennessee native. Heard they got good barbecue over there. Haven't had any yet, need to. 0-1 of the dirt, and 1-1 now, your count. Memphis, home of the Redbirds, AAA affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals in the International League. They were just here in Charlotte, I want to say. Last week, one of the top prospects in all of baseball on that team in Nolan Gorman. 1-1 fastball in the outside part of the plate, 1-2. James Beard, the chef, awaits on deck. Here in the bottom of the seventh, 1-2 count. Sias delivers the pitch. Big swing and a miss at the plate. It's a foul tip by Terrell Tatum. It's strikeout number 3 on the night for Tatum and strikeout number 1 on the night for Carlos Sias. For out number 2 here in the seventh, James Beard now digs in for the Cannonballers. James Beard tonight, singled in the fifth, struck out looking in the third, flew out in the first. First pitch of the at-bat is a ball one outside, 86 miles an hour from Sejas. 1-0, swung on and lifted high in the air center field. Camping under it will be Jeremy De La Rosa. It has it in his eyes, has it in his hands. Four out number 3 here in the inning. So a 1-2-3 inning for Kannapolis. Here in the bottom of the seventh, we'll head to the top of the eighth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Fred Nats at it again for the fourth time this week. Fred Nats leading 12-4 on the Ballers Baseball Network. Leandro Emiliani will lead things off for the Fredericksburg Nationals. You're in the top of the eighth inning as Christian Edwards returns onto the mound for another inning of action. First pitch, fastball outside, 1-0 your count now on Leandro Emiliani. Homered in the first, walk in the second, two flyouts to left field in the fourth and sixth. As Edwards back out there so far through two-thirds of an inning, has picked up a strikeout along the way. 1-0 fastball outside now, 2-0 the count as looks like Halen Green, the side-winding lefty, is starting to get loose in the bullpen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who trail 12-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark on a beautiful Friday night for baseball. 2-0, Edwards sets, takes a deep breath, fires the pitch. Big swing and a miss by Emiliani, 91-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-1, now your count. Leandro Emiliani from San Antero, Colombia, 2017 international free agent signee of the Washington Nationals system. 2-1. Fastball inside corner. Nice pitch by Christian Edwards. 2-2 now your count. So far this year, entering tonight, Christian Edwards, two innings, one hit, two runs, three walks, one strikeout. Surrendered a home run on Tuesday night in the big win. 2-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Leandro Emiliani down on strikes for out number 1 here in the eighth inning. Christian Edwards picks up his second strikeout of his outing. It's now the catcher in Geraldy Diaz who will dig in. He homered last inning to lead off the frame. Fred Nat's currently sitting at four guys, with multi-hit games. Kannapolis Cannonballers only have one multi-hit game right now, and it's Ivan Gonzalez. 1-0 in the dirt, gets by Ivan Gonzalez, the catcher. Count now moves 1-0. It's Christian Edwards left to get a new baseball. Halen Green, the arm, still warming in the pen for Kannapolis. Geraldy Diaz, he's a triple away from the cycle, has a double, a single, and a home run in tonight's game. 1-0 from Edwards. Fastball up and in on Diaz up near the hands. 2-0 now the count. Straightaway defensive setup here in the top of the eighth inning for Kannapolis. 2-0. Fastball in the dirt. Can't be corralled by Ivan Gonzalez. 3-0 now the count on Geraldy Diaz. Polanco and Gladney on the right side of the infield. Gladney playing deep towards the line in case of a heavily pulled ball by Geraldy Diaz. 3-0. Fastball well inside. Ball four. Geraldy Diaz draws a four-pitch walk. Here with one out in the top of the eighth. Now Junior Martinez, third baseman, digs in for the Fred Nats. Junior Martinez 0 for 4 tonight. He's actually one of the few Fred Nats who has not been able to get on base tonight. He's actually the only Fred Nat who has not recorded a hit in tonight's ballgame. First pitch, fastball outside corner. Nice pitch by Christian Edwards. 0-1 now your count. As indeed, Junior Martinez, the only Fred Nat to have not scored a run in tonight's game or get on base. 0-1. Fastball, nice pitch by Christian Edwards. 0-2 now the count. TJ White, left fielder, awaits on deck. You're in the top of the eighth. 0-2 count on Junior Martinez, the third baseman for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Edwards on the mound, 0-2. Fastball low and in the dirt, and picked up by Ivan Gonzalez. 1-2 now your count on the Fred Nats third baseman. Couple other scores going on in the Carolina League. Take a peek at some of the potential finals. No finals yet. A couple of finals in the Florida State League. Other low A league for minor league baseball. 1-2 in the dirt. Scooped up by Gonzalez. 2-2 now your count. As for the rest of the league, Lynchburg has a 10-3 lead over the Carolina Mudcats up at Five County Stadium. Lynchburg putting together some offense tonight. Charleston River Dogs beating the Salem Red Sox 7-4 tonight up at Haley Toyota Field. 2-2 on the way from Edwards. Swung on and grounded up the middle. Played by Wilbur Sanchez. Has to fire it over to first in time. Four out number two goes down as a 6-3 put out of Junior Martina. He is 0-5 now on the night. Geraldy Diaz advances to second on the play. We'll move now to a two out and a runner on second for TJ White. 7-4 in Salem in favor of the visiting Charleston River Dogs. Myrtle Beach Pelicans looking to seal the deal up in Delmarva. They lead 4-2 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Down east in Columbia, tied at 2 in the bottom of the 8th inning. Good game going on down in Columbia. First pitch to TJ White is a fastball low and in the dirt. 1-0 your count. 5-1 lead for the Augusta Green Jackets over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the bottom of the 8th inning. Woodpeckers in the basement of the South Division of the Carolina League at 4-8. Lynchburg at 4-8, leading big time over Carolina. 1-0 fastball, 2-0 now the count on TJ White. Fred Nats with a win tonight. We move to 9-4. Salem would fall, if the results hold there, at Haley Toyota Field to 8-5. So the Fred Nats with a win tonight appear to might be able to take sole possession of first place in the North Division. 2-0, big swing and a miss by T.J. White. 2-1 now your count at the plate. As for the South Division, it's a three-way tie entering tonight between Charleston, Kannapolis, and Myrtle Beach. Charleston right now leading. It's a 2-1 fastball from Edwards. Now strike two. 2-2 your count on T.J. White. Charleston leading. They'd move to 8-5. Kannapolis at the moment down 12-4 to the Fred Nats. Would fall to 7-6. And Myrtle Beach currently leading if they can hold on. So Kannapolis would move into third place tonight with a loss. 2-2 inside now. Full count on T.J. White. They'd have third place. Only be trailing by a game. It's the Augusta Green Jackets who lead tonight over Fayetteville. They're in fourth place at 5-7. So even with the win tonight, they'd move to 6-7. And Kannapolis would go to 7-6 tonight with a loss. 3-2, grounded over to second base. Samuel Polanco with a nice play. What agility and athleticism by Samuel Polanco to make the play and fire it over to DJ Gladney for out number three. Here in the inning. Bottom of the eighth on the way here in Kannapolis. Ballers trailing 12-4 on the Ballers Baseball Network. Misael Gonzalez, Colby Smelly, and DJ Gladney do up in the inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the bottom of the eighth inning as they trail big time to the Fred Nats 12-4 here at HML Ballpark. First pitch from Carlo Cejas is low for ball one. New catcher in the ballgame for the Fred Nats as well as Gonzalez swings the 1-0 and fouls it down the line at third base. 1-1 now your count. New catcher is Jake Sullivan, 5'10", 187-pound catcher from Tampa, Florida. Signed as a free agent in 2021 by the Washington Nationals. 1-1. Check swing at the plate upstairs. Now 2-1 to count on Misael Gonzalez. Swung on, grounded over to third base, called foul by home plate umpire Jalen Goodman. 2-2 now your count on Misael Gonzalez. 0-3 tonight, two strikeouts and a ground out. In tonight's ballgame, hasn't quite had the night that he's wanted. Halen Green, the arm still warming for Kannapolis in the bullpen. More than likely, he'll go out for the top of the ninth. 2-2, swung and missed out. The plate by Misael Gonzalez. It's his third strikeout of the night. Carlos Seas picks up his second strikeout of the evening. Because now Colby Smelly will dig in. He extended his hitting streak tonight to 9 games with a double back in 6th. He could pick up a team-high 5th multi-hit game this year, though, if he's able to get on base here with any type of a hit. Seas delivers the first pitch. Outside, 1-0 now. You're counting on Colby Smelly. Leading the way with 15 hits on the year is Colby Smelly. Swings on the 1-0, grounds it over short. Brady House is able to make the play clean. He fires it over to first in time for out number 2 in the inning. It's 6-3 ground out for Colby Smelly. The second time he's done that tonight. And now DJ Gladney will step in. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Struck out twice, but he's also singled in the 6th and ended up scoring later in the inning. First pitch of the at-bat, off speed 79 on the radar gun. Inside on Gladney. We'll move now 1-0. Gladney, team leader in home runs with 2. Also has 12 RBIs, a team high. Swings the 1-0, grounds it to shortstop. Deep in the hole, Brady House makes the play. Fires it across the diamond. What arm strength from Brady House. He must have played quarterback in high school as he robs DJ Gladney of a base hit. 6-3 ground out for out number 3. Here in the inning. Top of the ninth headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Fred Nats lead 12-4. Well, Blue World by Mac Miller is blasting in the speakers here at HMLS Ballpark. Means one thing and one thing only. There's a 5'11", 185-pound sidewinding lefty from Lufkin, Texas on the mound. It's Halen Green as the first pitch by Green to Viandel Pena. Swung and fouled down the line. 0-1 now the count as Halen Green enters tonight's ballgame. It's his fourth appearance of the year. He's 0-0 with a 0 ERA. 0-1 poked into the gap in left center. That'll fall in front of Terrell Tatum. And Viandel Pena is on base with his third hit of the night. It's a leadoff single here in the ninth. Top of the order, Jacob Young now will dig in. Halen Green, just his second hit allowed all year. With that base hit by Viandel Pena. As entering tonight, he was 4-3. One hit, no runs, 6 strikeouts. Opponents were batting just 0-71. Against the side-arming lefty from Lufkin, Texas. 85-mile-an-hour pitch is inside on Jacob Young. 1-0 now your count. Halen Green, 20th round selection in 2021 out of Lufkin, Texas. Spent some time last year with the Cannonballers, and by some time, I mean the exact last series of the year. He pitched couple times in that final series down in Columbia against the Fireflies on the road. Count now 2-0 on Jacob Young. Halen Green, though, hadn't made any appearances here in Kannapolis, as 2-0 now, 2-1 on Jacob Young. Halen Green wearing green socks tonight. Earth Day, all the players getting in on it, wearing some green accessories. 2-1 inside, 3-1 now on Jacob Young. Seen armbands. The most common one's been socks, notably, which is standard, I would say. 3-1, nobody out. Leadoff man Jacob Young at the plate. Swings on that pitch and grounds it just foul down the line in left field. Over the Wayne Brothers picnic area, looks like a fan is able to reach over the railing down there and scoop up a free souvenir. Full count now on Jacob Young. Jeremy De La Rosa, the center fielder, awaits on deck. Here in the top of the ninth, and the Fred Nats leading big, 12-4 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers here on the Ballers Baseball Network on MILB.TV, as well as the free audio stream on kcballers.com. 3-2 swung and fouled back by Jacob Young. 3-2 now your count. Again, appreciate everybody tuning in, whether you're watching stream on MILB.TV or the listening, the audio stream on kcballers.com. No matter how you're tuning in, appreciate you doing so. 3-2. Off-speed pitch, rung him up. At the plate does home plate umpire Jalen Goodman, as Halen Green picks up strikeout number one on the night. Gets Jacob Young looking. Trackman looked over and said, wasn't a strike. Doesn't matter, as Jalen Goodman is the ultimate authority on this playing field. One out, runner on first, and Jeremy De La Rosa digs in. What a night he's had at the plate. First pitch by Halen Green outside. 1-0 now you're counting on De La Rosa. Two walks in the second and sixth. Two strikeouts in the first and fourth. And they also had a single back in the seventh. One of the top prospects for the Nats. 1-0 now, 1-1 on Jeremy De La Rosa. Brady House, shortstop, awaits on deck. Ballers putting together a decent ninth inning so far. 1-1 is blooped into the air in shallow left field. What a grab by Wilfred Veras, as he's able to cover some ground and make the backhanded grab in the air on Jeremy De La Rosa. Goes down as a very weak P5 in the book for Jeremy De La Rosa. So now two down in the inning. And Brady House, shortstop, digs in for the Fred Nats. Brady House, eventful night for him as he swings the first pitch and gets it through the hole into right field for a base hit. Now 2-1 and 2-out. Brady House picks up another hit in this one, his third hit of the night. It's a single with 2 outs in the ninth inning. Pena advances to second on the play. It's now 2-1 and 2-out for Brandon Bossier, who again is a home run shy of the cycle. Brady House, three-hit night. Bossier has already got a three-hit night. Looking to make it four with a long ball, which would give him the cycle. Halen Green has no intentions of seeing such, though, as first pitch is an off-speed pitch right down the middle for strike one on Brennan Bossier. Runner at second is Viandel Pena. Runner at first is Brady House. Halen Green delivers the 0-1. Off speed, off the plate. 1-1 now your count on Bossier. Leandro Emiliani awaits on deck, the DH in tonight's matchup. 1-1 count, 2 outs, top 9. Halen Green with the green socks. He's an Earth Day guy. 1-1. Fastball catches enough of the zone for Jalen Goodman's liking. 1-2 now your count on Brandon Bossier. Bossier, a native of Riverside, California. He's a Cali boy facing off against the Texas boy in Halen Green. 1-2. Fastball. Got him looking. Ring him up at the plate. Does Jayla Goodman. Brandon Bossier catches Brandon. Halen Green catches Brandon Bossier looking for out number three here in the top of the ninth inning. Well, it's rally cap time here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll head to the bottom of the ninth. Ballers trailing 12-4 on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, folks, hope everyone's turned their caps inside out and put them on backwards as it's rally cap time here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Fred Natz leading 12-4 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers as first pitch to Wilfred Veras is in there. Called strikes one as Carlos Cejas back out there for another inning of action. 0-1 to Veras. Fastball in the dirt. Nice scoop behind the plate by Sullivan, new catcher in the game for the Fred Nats. 1-1 now you count on Wilfred Veras. He will be followed by Samuel Polanco and Ivan Gonzalez here in the frame. 1-1. Swung on, grounded softly over to third base, making the play as Junior Martina fires it across the diamond in time for out number one of the inning. Wilfred Veras finishes tonight with a 5-3 ground out. Finishes 1-for-4 with a single in the sixth. Samuel Polanco now digs in. 0-for-3 on the night with two flyouts and a strikeout. Polanco, as we call him up here, Samuel Otani Polanco. Pitched a shutout inning on Wednesday. First pitch fastball, low and away. 1-0 now the count on Polanco. Santo Domingo. Dominican Republic native, actually from Peravia, Dominican Republic, according to our White Sox media guide up here. Thanks for that. The folks up in the south side. 1-0 fastball. Catches enough of the zone. 1-1 now your count. Chicago, Illinois. Haven't been there yet. Hope to make it up there one day. Make it up to Guaranteed Rate Field. 1-1 lifted high in the air. Left field trailing after his TJ White. He looks up and it's out of here. Samuel Polanco, if he keeps that up, he'll be headed to Chicago soon as Polanco hits a solo shot here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Cuts the lead now to 12-5. Favor the Fred Nats. Another Oppo Taco. 371 feet into the left field berm. This time by Samuel Polanco. Colson Montgomery, the Holland Hammer, had one in last night's ballgame. But Samuel Polanco, it's an Oppo Taco. The only thing missing is sour cream and tomatoes. Ivan Gonzalez, he homered in tonight's ballgame in the third inning. First pitch by Cejas is outside. 1-0 now your count on Ivan Gonzalez. Gonzalez, Round Rock, Texas native. Two-hit night for him. 1-0 fastball now. 1-1 the count on Gonzalez. Wilbur Sanchez awaits on deck. 1-for-3 on the night is Sanchez. Gonzalez 2-for-3, though, with an RBI. Came on the home run. 1-1, he had bad intentions with that one, but he swings on it and fouls it back. 1-2 now your count. Sayas delivers a 1-2. Big swing and miss at the plate by Gonzalez. It's a strikeout here in the ninth inning. Now two down. Ballers down to their final out here in the bottom of the ninth inning as Ivan Gonzalez strikes out swinging. Wilbur Sanchez, final hope for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He's 1-for-3 on the night. Reached on an error in the third, singled in the fifth, grounded out in seventh. So the result holds. Fredericksburg moves to 9-4. Kannapolis Cannonballers will drop to 7-6. First pitch ball outside to Sanchez. Ballers entered tonight in a three-way tie for the South Division lead between Charleston, Myrtle Beach, and Kannapolis. 1-0 fastball inside, now 2-0 your count. Charleston leading 8-4 in the top of the ninth in Salem. So they'll more than likely go to 8-5. Myrtle Beach getting a look at that ball game. 2-0. Outside now 3-0 on Wilbur Sanchez. Looks like Myrtle Beach has completed the victory up in Delmarva. They win 5-2. They move to 8-5. So Kannapolis looks like they will scoot down to third place in the South Division. 3-0 fastball catches enough of the zone. 3-1 now your count on Wilbur Sanchez. As for the North Division, Salem Red Sox currently trail. So with the win tonight, Fredericksburg would move into first place in the division. 3-1 foul back, full count now on Wilbur Sanchez. One strike away from a victory are the Fred Nats. Terrell Tatum, the nine-hole man, awaits on deck if Wilbur Sanchez can find a way to get on base. Here's the full count delivery. Swung on and roped into the left center gap. That'll drop and be a two-out base knock for Wilbur Sanchez. A much-needed multi-hit game for Wilbur Sanchez. Again, another one of the top prospects in the Chicago White Sox system. Had a rough start so far to this year, but a multi-hit game is exactly what the young man needed. It's his first one of the year, and he will be on first base. Is now the nine-hole man in Terrell Tatum. Digs in with one on and two out. Terrell Tatum 0-for-3, three strikeouts tonight. Not been his night at the plate. However, in the field, he's made a couple nice plays. 90-mile-an-hour fastball in there. Called strike one on Terrell Tatum. Memphis, Tennessee native. Still rocking the Adidas cleats last I saw. NC State, the course of Adidas school. Pitching the dirt, 1-1 now your count. He was wearing the red and black ones when he got here on Tuesday in the first game of the series. Tatum was added last week while the team was on the road over in down east. 1-1 now, 2-1 on Terrell Tatum. Lynchburg, final up in Carolina. 10-3 your score as the Hillcats get a victory. Myrtle Beach, of course, wins 5-2. Augusta wins at 5-2 as well against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as 2-2 swung and fouled back. We'll have to do it all over again. Fayetteville drops to 4-9. They are now the worst team in the Carolina League. As for the best team in the Carolina League, it'll be the Fredericksburg Nationals if the result holds. Pitch is swung on and grounded back up the middle, but infield umpire in Charlie Welling waves it off and says it was foul as Tatum appeared to have fouled the pitch off his foot. We'll have to do it again at 2-2. Good catch by infield umpire in Charlie Welling. As from here, it didn't look like Tatum got any of that. However, we'll have to do the 2-2 all over again. Here's the delivery. Swung on and he fouls it off his foot again. Another 2-2. This time it's painful. James Beard, leadoff man, awaits on deck for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as runner on first is Wilbur Sanchez. He's got a multi-hit game for the first time all year. 2-2 count, two outs, bottom nine. Ballers trailing 12-5. Here's a delivery. Fastball in the dirt picked up by Sullivan. We'll now have a full count on Terrell Tatum. Full count, two outs. Terrell Tatum at the plate. Here's a delivery from Carlo, and he balks on the play. Looks like he tripped on his own 2 feet up there on the mound. That'll allow Wilbur Sanchez to advance on the play. Looks like he tripped on his own 2 feet on the play. Goes down as a balk. Now runner in scoring position for Terrell Tatum. Full count, two outs. Here's a delivery. Swung on and hit hard down the line in left field, trailing foul. Lands in the Wayne Brothers picnic area. We'll have to do 3-2 all over again. Nice battle of an at-bat by Terrell Tatum. At-bat is now at 9 pitches. This will be pitch number 9 between Carlos Cejas and Terrell Tatum. He's gotten off to a great start in his appearance here in Kannapolis, batting .455 entering tonight as a 3-2 is lifted high and foul over my head. We'll have a 10th pitch in the at-bat between Cejas and Tatum. Tatum actually the leader in average for the Ballers at .455. Also on base percentage with .600 and on base plus slugging with 1.236. Fastball inside from Cejas, ball four. So Tatum will take a free pass. He advances to first base. He's on base for the first time tonight. He's now two on and two out for James Beard. Leadoff man for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's now a time call. It looks like Joel Hanrahan is going to come out and chat with Carlos Cejas. Looks like there is an arm starting to get loose in the pen for Fredericksburg. Looks like it's Brian Pena warming up out there. Lefty warming in the pen. It's Joel Hanrahan talking with Carlos Cejas. Inning started. Wilfred Varas grounded out. Samuel Polanco with an oppo taco. Home run. Cut the lead 12-5. Ivan Gonzalez strikeout. Single by Wilbur Sanchez. Terrell Tatum walks. Wilbur Sanchez advanced to second before the walk, actually, on a balk by Cejas. And now we're here with two outs, bottom nine. Fred Nats need just one more out to clinch victory. However, one out is a little tougher, easier said than done. James Beard will now dig in. He singled back in the fifth. Other than that, a couple flyouts and a strikeout looking in the third. First pitch pass, fastball right down Broadway for strike one. ...0-1 count on Beard. Here's the delivery. Swung on and hit hard over to first base. Bossier scoops it underhand, makes the play. Four out number three, and there's your ball game, folks. Fred Nats take this one by a final score of 12-5. James Beard on the 3-U ends the ball game. The Fred Nats now have taken the last three games of this series. After Kannapolis won on the first game, 14-2, the Fred Nats have now come out and won 13-2, 5-4 in extras, and now 12-5 in this one. Couple notable performances for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. James Beard, 1-for-5 RBI. Other than that, Wilfred Varas, 1-for-4 with an RBI. Samuel Polanco, 1-for-3 with two RBIs, including a home run here in the ninth. Ivan Gonzalez, multi-hit game, 2-for-4 with an RBI, including a home run. Wilbur Sanchez, 2-for-4. Night, a much-needed good night at the plate. Terrell Tatum reached base in the ninth, ending with a walk. Other than that, 0-for-3. As for the pitching tonight for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, it didn't start out too hot as Jared Kelly got into a little bit of trouble. 1 2/3, 4 hits, 6 runs, 3 of those earned, 4 walks, which is the biggest number jumping out to me, 2 strikeouts on the night. Everett Hazelwood, though, comes in clutch. 3 1/3, 4 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. His ERA still sits at .96. Addison Coffey comes in, not a night and he wants to remember either. 1 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. Christian Edwards, 1 2/3, no hits, no runs, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. 1 inning, 2 hits, and 2 strikeouts for Halen Green. We'll go ahead and sign off for now. Again, appreciate everybody tuning in here on MILB.TV as well as the free audio stream on KCBallers.com. And as always, Dan Helody saying, speak in love, love baseball, stay blessed. And as always, have a blast.